Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Thursday, June the 21st, 2018, and here is the daily. Let's run down some recent release date announcements. The first MOBA coming to the Switch is Arena of Valor, and a closed beta is scheduled for June the 28th on the Switch. You can apply by Googling Arena of Valor closed beta. After over a year of the initial announcement, Pocket Rumble will be releasing on the Switch on July the 5th, developed by Cardboard Robot Games. And the action RPG Victor Vran will have the Overkill Edition releasing on the Switch on August the 28th. And Dragon Ball FighterZ will be out on the Switch on September the 28th. And again, the UK is showing how awesome their Nintendo event scene is with an upcoming event called Nintendo UK VS Live London, taking place on July the 28th and 29th. The headline events include a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Invitational and a qualifier for the Splatoon 2 UK Championship. These games will be available for free play at the event, as well as Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, ARMS, Mario Tennis Aces, Pokken Tournament DX, and other upcoming titles. The event will be live streamed on twitch.tv/NintendoUK. Reggie Fils-Aimé is completely aware that Nintendo fans want Mother 3 and a new Animal Crossing. This was confirmed with him in an IGN interview. He said, quote, "When we have something to announce, we will. All I could say is we're aware," unquote. He's acknowledged that they don't want to tease and they'll be ready to announce games once close to its launch date, and was specific to both franchises. So, regarding the addition of Super Mario Odyssey levels in the upcoming Captain Toad for Switch and 3DS, apparently it was confirmed that these new levels are actually replacing levels that were based on Super Mario 3D World on the Wii U. Honestly, it's a bit of a weird move from Nintendo, but if you want to play the old levels, you'll need the Wii U version. I don't really like this and don't really understand why. It provides less hope for a Super Mario 3D World port, that's for sure. Well, we'll see how it goes. Some new demos are available for your downloading pleasure. You can try out the new Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, available on both the 3DS and the Switch eShop. Also, the Sega RPG Coming Back to the West, Shining Resonance Refrain, is available on the Switch eShop. To find more demos on the Switch, go to the eShop, click the magnifying glass, and click Games with Demos. The creator of Super Smash Bros., Masahiro Sakurai, spoke out in a column regarding how Super Smash Bros. Ultimate was created in Japanese game magazine Famitsu. He said that the first proposal for the game started in December of 2015. He also said that he had to decide between creating a completely new game system or building off a pre-existing one. He decided on the latter, being that if he didn't choose that, they would only have one-third of the fighters that they have now. The article was translated by Source Gaming, and you can find it on sourcegaming.info under the headline, Smash is Special Part 1. Based on information provided by Twitter, Nintendo was the most talked about topic on Twitter during this year's E3, and the number one game tweeted during the week? Of course, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. This probably doesn't come as a surprise, but to have Twitter come out and report on it is pretty cool. You can find the article on Twitter's blog at blog.twitter.com. And finally, if you haven't got your hands on an NES Classic yet, you might want to keep a lookout for open pre-orders as it's set to be officially restocked on June the 29th. Shortly after pre-orders began on Walmart.com, it was sold out. My recommendation is to follow Wario64 on Twitter. It seems that he's always the first to know, that is, if he's even a real person. And that's all for today. I am coming up on 100 episodes. I think a Q&A session would make for a great episode 100. What do you guys think? Well, in order for me to do one, I need some questions. So two ways that you can give me some questions is to either leave me a voice message using the Anchor app, which can be downloaded on iOS or Android, or sending me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, that's LPTYGER. Heck, might even make a contest out of it. Maybe if I choose your question to answer, you'll win a digital code for a game. I'll think it over. But for now, thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.